The Average Network and Radio for Houston interrupt this program because we can. All you radio listeners, listen up. This here's Attorney General John Ashcroft. Me and Homeland Security Director Ridge got us an announcement, by gobs. You're going to listen in and like it. That's my ruling. Now, set respectful for Tom Ridge. Tom?
Thank you, John. We at Homeland Security have received specific undefined threats that a domestic terrorist group closely aligned with violent radical trial lawyers, hideous Hollywood liberals, and Martha Stewart will be attempting to abscond with Senators Kerry and Edwards. Now, John has some pointers to help you spot these dangerous, wacko, commie anarchists, Mr. Attorney General?
Yeah. Your basic anarchist comes in two types, men and women. Your women come in two subgroups. Some wears Birkenstocks and backpacks, don't shave their armpits, don't wear brassieres, and have men's haircuts. The other subgroup is short, has white hair, wears baseball caps, and voted for Al Gore. Your men come in three subgroups. The first is tall, skinny, wears tie-dyed shirts and scraggly beards. The second wears long-sleeved L.L. Bean shirts and khaki dockers and looks like college professors.
And many of them are, Mr. Attorney General, so beware of college professors.
Your last subgroup is little dirty bearded men in opera capes and top hats with dynamite bombs. Now, keep your eye out for these types, and you'll help keep America safe.
That's right. We know these creatures are out there. They are active, and they hate us. Of course, we're not going to elevate our threat level.
Nope, we ain't a-gonna, by gobs. We ain't a-gonna give them the satisfaction. And I ain't tolerating no more jokes about me on no liberal media. God made George president and me attorney general to wipe out evildoers.
The Average Network and Radio for Houston have brought you an important announcement. These celebrity impersonations were approved by the Department of Homeland Security. We now return you to Pacifica's coverage of the Democratic Convention.